when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this world is a game, it's or a show. Games and things, they don't have, the consequence is not real.
Good. When you take this world as a game, then it doesn't have any benefit for you. If you don't take this world as a game, then it will benefit you and it will save you. If you take this world as a game, it will not give you much in this world and it will put you in very heavy situation in the hereafter. If you take this world seriously, not as a game, you will win in this world and you will win in the hereafter. This is what it's meaning. Yes. When you take this world not as a high stakes situation, but this world for a believer, it's a very high stakes situation. You understand? Because now, especially if you are understanding zikr, the one who is not remembering his shaykh, not remembering his prophet, that time of ghaflat, it becomes not a good thing. It's not the time when you do something wrong. Of course, when you do something wrong, the faith is out and you're scrambling to put it back and to finish and to run to do something good. But when you're not doing something wrong, but you're in ghaflat and you forget, now that becomes something that is serious, because that is something that is much more subtle, that is from the inside. It's just making you to become forgetful. You understand? Does that answer your question? Are you satisfied or no? Looking at the logic of sentence structures. Good thing I'm trained in English literature, otherwise. Okay. Any other questions?